Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. When God created man, he placed him in a beautiful garden, the famous Garden of Eden. And he told man to take care of that garden, to tend it, to colonize it, to make sure that everything would maintain and would even improve. But you see, when man was challenged, he decided to disobey. He decided to sin against God by not following his instructions. Originally, God had sent the animals he had created to man, and man gave those peaceful animals names. But then in following Satan the devil, who appeared as a serpent, he decided to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which of course was, even though a literal tree, it was symbolic in that it had a particular meaning. The meaning was that man would now decide on his own as to what he felt was good and what was evil, and he would follow Satan's inspiration. And he has been doing this all along. God cut man off from him. He cut man off from the tree of life, which was also symbolic, standing for the Holy Spirit, standing for eternal life, standing for the right kind of understanding, godly knowledge and godly wisdom. And God pronounced a curse. Because you see, when you sin, when you transgress God's law, when you transgress his commandments, you bring upon yourself a curse. The wages of sin is death, as we read, and sin is defined as a transgression of God's law, of his commandments. And the curse would include a change in the nature of animals. They wouldn't be that peaceful any longer. It would include a world cut off from God, a world which would be filled with violence, filled with war, filled with hatred, filled with disease. But on top of that, man being cut off from God would develop a mindset following the instructions and the inspirations of Satan, which would be totally hostile to God. We call it today human nature, carnal human nature, which according to the Apostle Paul cannot be subject to the law of God. Now notice how hostile man has become in these end times. I have an article here in front of me dated February 4, which was published by ABC News. And that's what this article stated. A British biotech lab has released huge numbers of genetically modified mosquitoes in an effort to combat dengue or dengue fever. They buzz very, very quietly. Their victims can hear them until it's almost too late. The insects in question are female yellow fever mosquitoes, some of the most dangerous animals on the planet. In addition to the illness after which they were named, they also transmit the dengue virus. Dengue fever is on the rise worldwide and spreading faster than any other insect-borne viral disease. Every year, female mosquitoes infect at least 50 million people in tropical and subtropical regions. The males don't bite. More than 20,000 of their victims, most of them children, succumb to their illness. The mosquitoes at the lab near Oxford serve a rather different purpose. And now it comes. Now it comes the intelligence of scientists to save human lives. Scientists have implanted a gene they hope, will wipe out these mosquitoes' wild cousins. When males from the lab mate with wild females, their larval offspring die within a short space of time. But remember, the same idea was justifying the creation of those wild, vicious killer bees. Killer bees which are now roaming free and which are probably one of the most vicious and aggressive bees this planet has ever known. This article goes on to say, the yellow fever mosquitoes from Milton Park have been since released in Malaysia. They specialize in feeding on humans and are also currently buzzing around in eastern Brazil. Mosquitoes are due to be released in other dengue-plagued countries too, including Panama, India, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam. And for our American readers, notice this. They could also soon turn up in Florida as early as March. Preparations there are underway. Now, what's the problem? Isn't that great, this whole idea? Well, it's a Frankenstein monster which is being created. Notice what this article says. The problem is that genetically modified female mosquitoes can still bite humans. This means the protein which kills their own larvae might be injected into humans when the mosquitoes suck their prey's blood, with unknown consequences for the human organism. My friends, many of the sicknesses we have today are man-made. Man, in his ridiculous endeavor to quote-unquote beautify this world, has utterly failed. He is responsible for the pollutions. He is responsible for all the bad things, the chemical weapons, the biological weapons, everything evil man has made under the influence of Satan the devil. Notice this article from the Daily Mail, dated February 8. Details of secret experiments by scientists who have created the most deadly form of bird flu in the lab will inevitably be leaked, potentially into the hands of terrorists. When H5N1 bird flu erupted over 7 years ago, out of the 584 people known to have caught it, 335 died. What stopped it from becoming a worldwide killer was its inability to jump from birds to humans easily. So that kind of stopped it. Now what's man doing? Man is trying to cross that bridge. Notice what it says. However, a mutation of the virus was made by Ron Fauchier and his team at the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam in Holland, which was just as deadly and passed easily between ferrets, the animal that best indicates whether humans will catch it. In December, the NSABB asked the journals Nature and Science to censor publication of the study and similar research conducted by American scientists, setting off a furious debate in the scientific and public health communities. So they didn't want to have it published because they realized the tremendous consequences of this idiotic experiment. It goes on to say, fears were raised that the engineered viruses may escape from the laboratories or possibly be used to create a bioterror weapon. And of course, here comes 39 scientists, and they write and they say, oh no, we have to continue with those experiments. One must wonder what kind of a sick mind would come up with these kind of experiments. A mind totally cut off from God's wisdom, from God's understanding. My friends, the time will come, and I pray soon, when all of this will change. God has pronounced that he will bring back his son, Jesus Christ, who will make an end to this madness. And he will restore the kingdom of God here on this earth, God's rule over man. The heart of man will change. The mind of man will change. The nature of animals will change. They will become as peaceful as they once were. No more blood-sucking mosquitoes. All of this will change. No more sickness. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, no more sickness, no more wars. Man, because of their changed hearts and their changed mind, will not want to fight in war anymore. No more air pollution. No more scientists who are fooling around with God's creation. Let us pray, my friends, that God's kingdom will come soon. It's not here yet, but Jesus Christ tells us to pray to the Father daily, your kingdom come. Isn't that a wonderful time ahead of us? We have to be willing to accept the fact that this world right now is not ruled by God. It's ruled by Satan. Human nature has been developed due to the influence of Satan. But all of that will change. And what a glorious time that will be. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.